On the show today, we have Zenmonic's Jeff Jones talking about how credit unions can create continuous engagement for both employees and members. So check it out. The topic at hand today is continuous engagement with both employees and members. And so it's kind of like, how can credit unions create this continuous engagement with both employees and their members? So before we get into that, what does continuous engagement, what does this look like in your eyes and then for a credit union?
Yeah, it's a topic I think that a lot in our industry spend a fair amount of time talking about. But it's the idea that our customers' lives and our members' lives are transitioning and through their everyday experiences with the way that they now interact with the world, they expect a level of personalization really at every interaction point. And that's, again, a lot of lip service has been paid to that. Where we really take a look at that is we say that engagement, when you think about how to digitally engage, that's not strictly about what your online banking application does or what your mobile application does. It's really about any engagement that the customer has and making sure that as your members interact, they know that you understand who they are, what has brought them to that point, and that you're able to really personalize that experience in a way that gives them confidence that you're there to help and advise them and does not put the burden on the members to replay things that have happened at other points in time.
So no doubt.
We've seen a significant amount of investment in new and really improving ways that banks interact in their online banking applications and in their mobile apps, and all of us have felt that over the years. Where we have seen less of that is as that translates into the physical channels and the way that bankers are able to pick up and understand what the member experience has been that has brought them to that point and help them solve problems or recommend certain next steps as they are looking to advance their goals, their financial goals, and really take the next step with the credit union.
And so this is any channel, whether it's branch, mobile, online. I mean, I even went a little old school today and went through the drive-through to make a deposit check. Just a little nostalgic. So it still works, and it's still fun. So
that's right.
It's pretty much any channel, right?
That is our point. That customers don't. The concept of channels is not something that members really.
They don't think about it. Yeah, they don't think about it. Yeah.
Word, right. It's anywhere that you're interacting with the credit union. There should be a digital feel to that. And some of the components of digital feel are, you know what has happened to me before. I don't have to re-explain things. There's a real-time nature to that experience that as we work through things, problems are solved at that point, and that you, the credit union, are able to look holistically across my relationship, understand all of the different moving parts, and help me from that perspective, again, rather than just the narrow transactional view that a lot of systems, sort of legacy systems, enable today.
So is this a result of like many of our retail experiences today online? I mean, I keep bringing up Amazon, but they seem to be the kind of the gold standard here now. And there's many others, obviously. Is this kind of like the keeping up with the Joneses, so to speak? Is that what we have to do now as well?
That's right. Our perspective is that we in the financial service world talk about digital transformation and driving digital transformation.
Oh yeah.
But really, it's our customers' lives have transformed already. So our goal should be to help enable that same transformation and demonstrate how they can get that when they're interacting with their financial institutions.
Yeah, it's expected today now, especially with the consumer, as we kind of get it more and more. I dare I say, I mean, the consumer is getting really savvy today with the digital stuff, but at the same time, we're kind of getting spoiled too with all this stuff because it's so easy now.
That's right. And we think that there's no reason that credit unions shouldn't be able to provide that service to their members. And I say that we do know that there are good reasons and entrenched technologies that have been built up over some period of time. Mm-hmm. So it does take a significant effort, but there's no reason that credit unions can't undertake that. And with tools available in the market that they can help down that path, as long as they are thinking about that holistic view of digital transformation and don't park digital transformation and just, okay, what am I doing in my online banking and mobile app? But think about everywhere that members interact with you and how you're able to transform all of those engagement points with the concept of digital transformation in mind.
Yeah. So, okay, let's get to the how. How do they do this? Because you bring in another audience too, the employees as well. So now you're trying to continuously engage with them and the members or the consumers at the same time, I'm assuming. So what's the how here, if we can get to that real quick?
Sure. So our view is that the key to that is to have a single platform that allows you to enable and view transactions across all of those experience points. So rather than continuing down the path where you may buy or invest in a best of breed teller system, sales and service system, online banking, as credit unions are thinking about investments for the future, if you continue to think in those very siloed investment strategies, which is easy because those are the organizations and the funding patterns and the ways that people have made those decisions for a long time. If you continue to do that, you'll continue to have those walls and those barriers and the friction in your member experience. And again, the burden of carrying that visibility across different interaction points will fall back on the member. But if you think about it more holistically and think about a single platform that is able to conduct those transactions no matter how the member is interacting, whether that independently through a member-facing application or through whether it's through a banker-facing application where they're getting some assistance, that single platform will have visibility, will have shared data, will have shared business rules. It really empowers not only the member but the employees assisting the members to have a common platform. So rather than having to spend those increasingly rare interactions that you get with your members, reliving the past and having to walk back through things that have brought them to that point, you're able to pick up right in real time where where they are, help them with whatever that situation may be, and then look forward to more of those advisory or in ways that you can anticipate what they may do next.
Yeah, that's like big time value for a consumer or a member in this case, you know, because they're like, wow, you know me. So there's that trust level just goes through the roof. Yeah,
exactly. And we also think on the credit union side, that gives you much more operating leverage with the technology dollars that you're investing.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're not now investing in these multiple different solutions. You have one place to invest. And when you enable a transaction, you're able to distribute it out to all the different endpoints where that may be needed. You have one common set of business rules, so you don't have the variance that inevitably creeps in when you try to recreate that over and over again across different places where either, again, your members or your bankers interact.
Yeah, having those different technologies trying to talk to each other and share that information, and you know, with data analytics being as big as it is today, to have those, you know, disparate systems talk to each other, that's got to be a challenge in it as well. So if you can have it all under one umbrella or, like you say, a platform, gosh, that's half the battle right there, it sounds like.
Yes, and we, looking at your site and some of the content you've recently posted, I saw there was an article about the six sort of ways to start a digital transformation strategy. Yeah. And there was a lot about sort of the viewpoint and the culture changes that need to go in. But when you get to the tactical steps, the first one that the author cited was about that concept of platform consolidation, which really is in line with what we're observing and what our clients are asking of us and what we see a real need in the market.
And the significance of this, I mean, obviously, I think we both know the answer, but I want to hear your take on it. The significance is fill in the blank.
Of platform consolidation?
Yeah.
Yeah, so again, when a regulatory change comes or a new product, you go to a conference and you see some fantastic technology, today, and I ran technology organizations for banks in my prior life before joining here at Zenmonix, I think, wow, how am I going to get this? It's a great idea, but how am I going to get this? I have to make a change in one platform here, another platform here. Yeah. In the months and dollars that it will take to get that out there, we'll be on to the next thing by the time I can get that in their hands. So one of the key benefits is the agility in the market and having one place to make those changes and get the capabilities in the hands of both your members and your employees really provides significant benefit. One other thing that we talk about as well is credit unions, and we see it at banks too, are rethinking the way they support in their physical location and the types of roles they have.
Yeah.
Move away from these, not only is the technology silo, but that sort of mirrors the same roles that have been in banks for decades now. Mm-hmm. You have your teller line in one, you have your office where you go to interact in another.
Yeah.
So having a single platform where really those roles start to break down, and you can just have a series of capabilities that you can enable in any combination you want, allows credit unions really to experiment with their operating model and try different combinations and have a much more flexible workforce that's mm-hmm. able to meet the needs of their members much more quickly.
Yeah, it sounds like you have to go that route but like you said, technology is changing so fast these days. You've got to be so flexible and easy to change and to move on a dime these days. So it sounds like that's kind of the way to go these days.
That's right.
Indeed. All right, Jeff, anything else to wrap up here? I mean, this is such a hot topic right now. Everyone's talking about it. So it's just it's good to have you guys on to kind of reaffirm what we're already thinking and kind of the next steps and stuff that what credit unions need to do to continue to digitize and to meet their members' needs in every channel and to have that kind of singular platform, that foundation in order to operate on. So
I think you nailed it. And like you said, there are a lot of people talking about it these days, and I know it's a top priority. So we're really looking for ways that we can help the clients that we talk to with very tangible ways to take it from a concept to, hey, here's something that I can go do mm-hmm. and start down the path yeah. of this change. So we're really excited about
very
it.
Very cool.
Really appreciate the opportunity to talk about it.
Oh, yeah, no worries. Yeah, I'd love to have you on. That'd be awesome. This is awesome. I like what you guys are doing and the thought process and all that and the philosophy behind it. It's the way to go. So very cool, Jeff. Thanks. Appreciate the time. And where do we go find Zenmonics? I assume it's Zenmonics.com or?
Zenmonics.com. You got it.
All right. Well, we'll send them there and check it out and give you guys a call if they have any questions. Very cool.
Thanks so much, Mike.
You're welcome, Jeff. Time.